This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now for us to get into the world of news talk radio in sort of an official way, I'm Doug Steffen, inviting in Rich McFadden, Walter Sterling, and Victoria Jones, all part of various landscapes when it comes to the world of news talk radio, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Walter Sterling is a Westwood One Network talk program host. His program can be heard on the weekend, Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. A lot of great radio stations around the country are carrying that. Victoria Jones is in Washington, operating in a world that truly makes her unique. Although Richie's in Washington in his own kind of unique world as well. I guess we all have a uniqueness to us, and that's what makes our perspective on some of these stories that come out of the charts at Talkers Magazine. Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, Michael Harrison and his gang there put together a concentrated list, listening to radio stations and programs that are hosted by some of the experts, and 10 items come out of that list. People also on the list. So this week, I'm going to quickly go through them, and I'm going to tell you what I think the number one story of the week is, and it doesn't necessarily agree. It isn't about agreement. It just, in my world and in my corner of the conversation world, I find that the passing of John McCain was the number one story, not Trump and the Russia investigation, that sort of thing. But anyway, that's just from my perspective. The official list starts at number 10 with a focus on sports talk radio, the preseason at the NFL, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And number 9, the police officer convicted in that shooting. People say it's about time. Number 8, the passing of Aretha. Number 7, the president versus Google. Number 6, trade talks. Number 5, the continuing focus on the bad guys of Washington. Let's see, the Tuesday primaries. Number 4, the fate of Mr. Sessions, Jeff Sessions, Attorney General. Number 3, McCain. Number 2, and the investigations on Trump, number 1. So, and on the people list, it's Aaron Rodgers, who's got that contract thing going on, Major League Baseball. What did he get, $134 million? Richie's getting paid something half of it, like, or 80% up front between now and next spring. I think that's what I saw there. Good God. Aretha's number 9. Roy Aller, number 8. Hillary Clinton, number 7. Ron DeSantis is 6. Robert Mueller is 5. Don McGahn, or McGahn, is 4. McCain is 3. Michael Cohen is 2. And Donald Trump is number 1 on the people list, according to the research at Talkers Magazine. Okay, so we have everybody engaged here. I'm going to just bring you over to what I thought Joe Biden's memories of John McCain. We all saw the video of the family, Mrs. McCain and Meghan and the rest of the members of the family, some of whom you recognize, some of whom you don't, going by the coffin, the casket, as it laid in state in Phoenix. And then Joe Biden comes at the memorial at the Baptist church there. It was very emotional. It was very descriptive, I thought. These guys were friends, and you could tell it from the get-go. And even though the speech was powerful, and it was a great reflection on McCain and his life and legacy, I think Biden said, in a paraphrasing way, we shall not see his like again. It's almost, it feels like almost a presidential funeral, even though McCain wanted to be president. He never did get there, but he was, in my mind, far and away the most important of the senators of that group of 100. And so, and you see how they all got along, Democrats and Republicans. And Biden talked about how they used to fight about stuff. But then, at the end of the day, it kind of reminds me of the story Ronald Reagan and what's his face from Boston?
Chip O'Neill.
Tip O'Neill.
Right.
At the on Friday, they'd get together at the end of the day and have a bourbon and make their deals. So that's what life ought to be about. But it isn't, at least not now. And that's what they lamented somewhat. But Biden was the best at it. And so some of the things, there were a lot of heartbreaking moments. You could see the tears, the reflection in Biden. And it's time for, I said this earlier, and I don't know whether you guys all agree with me. I started reflecting again. It's not the first time I've done this, but I reflected again on the state of politics and people in our country and how angry people are. And I wonder out loud if it doesn't start to a point with some of these people who are doing the political talk radio programs, who are so biased and who are so angry, and they're just so... Maybe I'll start with Victoria on this. Victoria, what do you think about it? You've been doing talk radio for a long time, and you've done partisan and nonpartisan talk radio. So what about, is talk radio, or some of the elements of talk radio, some of the personalities of talk radio, responsible in part for the things that Joe Biden was talking about?
I think, because I'm not saying that that's a good or a bad thing necessarily, because we're talking then about free speech. Yeah. But I think talk radio is an immensely powerful medium. But when people in talk radio speak, people listen. So to that extent, one has to also say, we as listeners to talk radio, and we're all listeners to talk radio, we're responsible. So I think that we can't pin things on a very small percentage of the population who speak.
All right. That's a great point. Walter Sterling, what say you when it comes to your rendering of where we are right now in terms of how the political realities shake out?
The political reality is unique in that I didn't like President Obama's policies. I didn't like much of the way he presented himself, but I respected the fact that he was President of the United States. And if you loved him, you and I could have a sincere conversation about it. And then, like you said, go have a bourbon, or in my case, a Diet Coke. But the fact is that this is very, very different. This is a very different dynamic we're dealing with today. I have to be very cautious over who I say I voted for Trump. I have to be very careful who I say that to. My wife, my never suffering much younger wife, says, don't tell people who you voted for. Well, that's a very unusual thing that I can't admit and be proud of who I voted for, who turned out.
Yeah, why shouldn't you be proud of it? Why should you be
president of the United States? But let me tell you why the reaction, because I've thought about why is this such a hard reaction. The day after he became president, there were protests in the street, and all he had done is eaten lunch. There were screaming protests. Scarlett Johansson screaming in the street. Okay, I'll tell you what it is. What it is guilt. It's collective guilt by people who did not vote. Because whenever I encounter that response of, oh, Trump, how horrible, I look at them and say, did you vote? And there's always, always, always silence and change of subject.
You know,
this is about a population that did not vote.
So
and now regret it.
Something that is important to remember, in many jurisdictions, if not most jurisdictions, this next Tuesday is primary day. And not to be a lecturer here on the circuit, but most people, whether you realize it or you don't realize it, don't know or understand that primaries are more important than the general election. Because here's when you winnow out, you weed out the crazies. But because the crazies are the ones who go vote in the primaries, the crazies are the ones that end up on the ballot. So if you don't want crazies on the ballot, you better go vote even if you're going for a crazy. In the primary, which is next Tuesday, for all the various there local elections.
You can make
elections.
The case that because people didn't vote, that's why we had Trump and Hillary.
Yeah.
No, that's not
right.
Why. No. I've read those editorials. That's not why he won.
Yeah, what do you
all.
Think it is?
The reason he won is because of the people who went out and voted for him, period.
True.
There are people getting out to vote for him. Yeah, right. There's something to be said.
He did motivate people.
Yeah. And so, but anyway, the point is let's not get scammed. Let's get to the polls on Tuesday. Let's vote for our preference to be in the final election. Don't sit on your hands. Get out and vote. A lot of important local elections, statewide elections, regional elections, congressional elections, Senate elections. So it's a very important time. It's 17 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup. Take pounds off sensibly. This is the time for you to consider a product called Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Real people have had real weight loss success using Calitren. Why? Because Calitren's essential active ingredient is the protein in collagen. Collagen is the bodybuilder. When you see bodybuilders taking a lot of protein to build up their muscles, what they're really absorbing is collagen. Because as you get older, your body makes less of it, so you got to supplement with it. So if you want to lose the weight, and you don't necessarily want to look like a bodybuilder, but you exercise, get that muscle back there. As you get older, you need more muscle, not less. Keep your body and your skeleton together. This is the magic formula. It really is. Calitren's been around for 30 years, successfully helping people lose weight. The healthy way, the positive way. You don't have to go on crazy diets and spend a lot of money. Nope, this is really good basic stuff for your body. Collagen peptides are proven effective at maintaining weight with no adverse effects. Collagen, Calitren. Get them by going to toploss.com. Toploss.com. Mention DJV and get 10% off the deal. And if you buy three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Pretty good deal. Great way to get rid of the weight. Don't get scammed. Get the real thing. Calitren will get the weight off. Toploss.com is the website. Toploss.com. Can't get it in the store. Get it online at toploss.com. Take advantage of the special 10% off with the DJV code.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Teenagers and sleep, it's a nightmare for many parents. But can getting your kids off to school later translate to improved grades? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Your teenager's brain runs on a different clock. While adults require anywhere from 6.5 hours of sleep a night, a developing adolescent's brain needs 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep each night. Teens not only have a longer sleep requirement than we do as adults, but according to Dr. Helene Emsalem, director of the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders.
With puberty and the evolution of adulthood, they experience a gradual and progressive shift in the actual timing of the sleep period to a later start time and wake-up time.
Studies corroborate that, indeed, allowing teens to sleep later can result in stronger test scores. But more importantly, it can translate into a less grumpier teenager around the house.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time now for us to continue here with our overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Jones, I was about to say Victoria Keelan, who is on the DJV program and often is here with us on the overview that we have called the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine for putting this list together every week of the year. This is the one for the week of August 26th to the 31st, last of August. Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington correspondent for DC Radio, is here. And we've sort of been reflecting on McCain and the ramifications of his passing and the things that Joe Biden said and other things that McCain was a very interesting figure, and one that we, as I look at him, the old politicians, maybe that's because I'm just older, Victoria.
I'm not biting. I'm not going there.
Okay, sweet. Very nice. So I said I thought passing McCain was the number one thing. What do you think the number one, from your experience, your conversations this week, from the list, what do you think is the, as you reflect, is the number one thing this week?
I think McCain is the number two story this week. I think the number one story this week is grossly underreported. And I think that because it's been grossly underreported all the time. And I think the number one story this week is that the number of dead as a result of the hurricane in Puerto Rico last year has officially, finally been increased by the government from 64 to nearly 3,000.
So I heard this earlier in the week, yeah, and I wonder why. What was in it for the government to screw around with the numbers?
Well, a number of things. First of all, I think incompetence, which often plays into an awful lot of things by bureaucracies. Also, apparently, what was being taken into account was, like, if you, Doug, were hit by a rock falling on your head or a tree hitting you, which could happen, that was counted. And if it happened immediately, that was counted. But if you died later as a result of lack of medical attention, clearly because the hospital was not functioning, and things like that, or clearly as a result of an injury, that was not counted. Also, there were new guidelines from the CDC for doctors about how to fill out death certificates, and the doctors didn't know this. And so they didn't know that they could count people in a new way as having died as a result of the hurricane. And so this was one of the major contributing factors. And George Washington University did a major report on this, which, and also the Puerto Rico system was not set up to do this properly because they didn't have the infrastructure. So there were, it was like a convolution of things that came together, and as a result, this is what happened. So finally, it came together. Nevertheless, President Trump said that they did a fabulous job in Puerto Rico.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't
at
all.
And the government did an appalling job with the meals.
It's still a mess down there.
Well, FEMA did a great job.
FEMA, as the D.C. radio correspondent, you see this. You've been in Washington for a long, long time, so you know the stories and the cover-ups and the nonsense that goes on. I'm just still trying to figure out why Puerto Rico is going to become the 51st state. Like it or not, they can't bail themselves out, so they're going to have to become...
They were in trouble before the hurricane.
Yeah, they were in big trouble before the hurricane. So, but it is interesting to try to speculate as to why this became such a clouded mess, if you will. On the countdown and the roundup.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Researchers at Duke University and MIT say they've finally proven that doctors in America order more medical tests for their patients than are necessary, and they do that simply because they fear being sued if they don't. Ordering extra tests because of lawsuit fears is known as defensive medicine. Efforts to eliminate defensive medicine through legal reform are often blocked by opponents who claim that there isn't any proof it exists. But this new study now provides that proof. The researchers say that they've proved defensive medicine exists by studying a group of people no one has ever focused on before. People in the military. You see, members of the military can't sue their doctors, so researchers compared the health care they receive with the health care the rest of us receive, and they found that the rest of us do get more tests. Let's be fair, that's not all they found, though. The study also revealed that patients who received extra tests were actually no better off than those who didn't. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Not a day goes by that we don't hear about yet another data breach or malware, malicious software, infecting devices and exposing your data. So, what to do about it? There are a few suggestions, beginning with smart software. Joining us on the line to talk about Norton Mobile Security is James Wynn.
It's a chess match between us and the attackers, so we tried to do our best to try to get ahead of the curve and understand kind of more common threats, and we've been protecting users for decades.
Whether it's for work or play, James, we all rely an awful lot on our smartphones today. Are phones becoming a bigger target for those malicious types out there?
Most definitely. We see wherever users go, attackers will follow. So as we've seen the meteoric rise in the past couple of years with mobile devices, we've seen a huge increase in the number of attacks on these mobile devices.
Download Norton Mobile Security from your favorite app store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The Senate is off recess and is now back in session, 2 days before confirmation hearings begin for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Democrats and Republicans are battling over what records should be released. Looking ahead to what Kavanaugh will have to say when he starts answering Senate questions, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham spoke on Fox News Sunday.
What I think you'll find is somebody said 308 decisions, so you can get a pretty good idea of what he thinks.
On the other side of the aisle, Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
He comes before us at a time when people are concerned about whether this president or any president is above the law.
And Graham has his own predictions about what will happen.
If he does well at the hearing, he will get my belief is 55 or higher if he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talk Radio Review on the air with the unlikely combination of radio talk pros. Walter M. Sterling from Westwood One is here. Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington correspondent for DC Radio, is here. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going through the items, not necessarily in order. And I actually have asked, because I took exception to the Trump-Russia investigation as being number one, and I think Victoria had her focus on what's going on in Puerto Rico with the numbers there. My feeling is that John McCain's passing is number one. Walter, what do you feel? Because you're in a world of your own, literally and figuratively. What, in your mind, is the most discussable topic or item from last week?
Well, when I stood with my six-year-old at the bus stop for many, many days the past few weeks, I did not hear any of these subjects mentioned. And about half the names that you mentioned of people who were important, I have no idea who they are. Mm-hmm. The conversation I heard was that it's over 90 degrees almost everywhere in America. 104 it hit in Washington, D.C., 102 in New York City, 100 in Chicago. And what I heard is that our kids' classrooms are not air-conditioned.
Right.
Now, every bar in those cities is air-conditioned. The worse the bar where your feet
stick
to the ground.
So let's send our kids to the bar for school. What's wrong with that? They don't use the bars in the daytime?
Right. What schools are you sending your kids to that they don't have air conditioning?
We don't have any air conditioning here in Framingham. The kids, they even canceled school the first day of school because
that's
it was
correct.
So hot here. Yes.
Over half the classrooms in public schools in America, are not air conditioned. Now, if I leave my kid in a 90-degree car, I can and should be arrested. But it's okay for me to leave my kid in a 90-degree classroom. I'm a little confused about this. Yet every state and federal prison is air conditioned. And if the air conditioning goes down in a cell block, they move the prisoners to a different one. And believe me, if you're in fourth grade, you think you're in prison.
See, we have air conditioning everywhere here in Washington, D.C., because obviously we need it. I guess up north, where in Boston, Doug, I guess...
Over half the classrooms in Washington, D.C. are not air-conditioned.
Baba Louie.
Yeah, I call BS on that.
All right.
Having done my homework on this, it's a fact.
Having gone through schools in the Washington area, it's not a fact. I grew up in the suburbs of
Washington,
Maryland. My brother went to the
suburbs of
Maryland.
So can we agree, even if that, whatever the fact is, can we agree that having air conditioning in schools, if we're going to have year-round schooling, which is what I think we should be doing, these school classrooms, teachers sit around for 2 months and do nothing, the buildings aren't used, why are we spending all this money if we're not utilizing them to the fullest extent? So having the old agrarian society that some of us grew up in, and certainly that's where after the Civil War, when public school education sort of got its leg up, the whole schedule was built around what the needs on the farm were. Hello, wake up. It's 2018. We don't have an agrarian society anymore, much to our disdain, frankly. That's another discussion. So why are we building the calendar so that we have 2 weeks off, that kind of stuff? It's nonsense. There should be school. Look at the lack of educational results coming from the youngsters who are taking these tests. We're failing miserably. We spend all this money. You know, Los Angeles built a high school that opened 3 years ago that cost almost $300 million to build, and they have a 65% dropout rate when you get to the age of 16. So building these huge edifices, whether they got air conditioning or they haven't, not using them to the fullest extent is a crime. So I'm with you, Walter, to a point.
Walter's right. I mean, I'm looking at several articles here. And here's one right here. Nearly a dozen of the biggest school districts lack air conditioning. Now, I can tell you Washington, D.C., but they're talking about Miami schools that don't have air conditioning.
Yeah, where it's hot as hell all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. 20 of the 52 schools in the Baltimore counties are not air conditioned.
All right,
is that
so
the
why
South
do we
Rich?
Let them
is that
get
southern
away
enough for you, Rich?
We're supposed to be running, the representative form of government is supposed to represent us. How are we, with the taxes we pay and the insane amount of money that we spend on things like defense, what are we doing in terms of education? We have
Because the education lobby is not a popular one compared with the defense lobby, which pays boodles of money into the coffers of the politicians on both sides of the aisle. And, of course, also has plants where they manufacture things in the constituencies of those same politicians, and that's how you get things done.
Well, no, I have no idea what you just said, but the way you get things done is you grease and pay people off, and clearly not enough people have been greased and paid off. The fact is that when I talk to school administrators in city after city about this, I always hear the same thing. Well, our schools are over 100 years old. I'm like, I can show you 100-year-old schools that have been air-conditioned. And if you want to air-condition these schools, it's easy. You go to Walmart. They're now selling $120 Chinese-made air conditioners. You put one in each window. You put a plaque on the front of the school that says, air-conditioned by Walmart. They will step up and hand you those air conditioners in 2 seconds.
Well,
the key is, what I'm saying is, and I think I said it very clearly as a matter of fact, is that the teachers' lobby does not have the same clout with politicians as the defense lobby, for example.
They don't,
to get
right.
things
yeah.
done. And that's yeah. why these things don't change.
Although,
that's
don't kid yourself, Victoria. The teachers' union have plenty of clout with politicians.
They have
but not
clout,
as much
but
as
they don't have the money.
Yeah. Well, they don't have as much money.
Money makes the world go around, as they said in Cabaret.
Yeah, that's very true. I didn't realize that was from Cabaret, no. You see, I learned something. Walter, you haven't taught me anything that I didn't know, but Victoria just told me that came from Cabaret. So we got to tune this up a little bit here. Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Roundup, which continues in a matter of moments. Let me call your attention, if I may, to the powerful way to clean out your innards, if you will. Life Change Tea. Maintain your perfect health. If you don't have perfect health, this is a way to get there. Life Change Tea. Cleanses your body from what they describe, and what I agree, intruders. The things that get into your body that have come as a result of the food, the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, processing of food now, it depletes the value of the nutritional product. So you need to clean your body and maybe change your evil ways when it comes to what you eat. I know that's hard to do. So let's go to GetTheTea.com together, shall we? GetTheTea.com is the website where you can get Life Change Tea, and you'll see other teas that are there that are made in America. All the tea is grown in America. It's organic, it's natural, and it will cleanse your body. Make yourself ready, willing, and able for the holiday season, which is this. I want to wash my mouth out with soap saying this, but we're into the fall, and it'll be Thanksgiving before you know it, and Christmas, and New Year's, and parties, and you'll eat even worse than you have been at the barbecues. So this is a tea that makes you go, literally and figuratively, life Change Tea. Go to GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you're going to be pretty happy with the results. I am. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping.
Hey, guys. It's Jen from the DJV Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
All right, we're moving into I was going to say the final zone here on this week's review from the perspective of the talk professionals, Victoria Jones and Walter Sterling, Rich McFadden, and the Dougster are here. We've been talking about air conditioning. All right, so what about the passing of Aretha? How's that on your radar this week? Well, I guess I'll go to Walter because he's the naysayer.
Well, I think the coolest thing about her that we learned in her death was that from her first performance to the Kennedy Center Honors, whenever she performed, she did two things. She said, one, you're going to pay me in advance.
Cash.
Two, you're going to pay me cash. She would put it in her coin purse and put her coin purse on top of the piano and then played with that coin purse on the piano. No one was taking her money.
She Chuck got Berry that from Chuck Berry. She got that whole thing from Chuck Berry.
Yeah. And wasn't it the best?
Chuck Berry.
Wasn't it the best in her casket? She was wearing red high heels and her legs crossed.
Well, yes. What I thought was more interesting is that they changed her outfit three times for each one of the displays. So 3 days of display.
Yeah, what kind of a
she
show
had a different
you think
outfit
that was?
Fantastic.
I love that.
That's your best.
Fantastic.
Yeah. They didn't do that for McCain. McCain's wearing the same suit today that he wore two or three days ago when they put him in the casket. So that didn't change.
But if you roll McCain over, he's got a screw you Trump bumper sticker on his butt.
That may be on the bottom of the casket.
The absence of Trump and incidentally of Sarah Palin at the funeral speaks volumes. It's very interesting.
Was she disinvited or did she just not come?
No, she was not invited.
She was not invited.
She was not invited.
No. Wow.
I think that's appropriate. The two of them had nothing in common. They didn't, after the election, the run, they were done. There was nothing between the two of them. Palin went off on her own. And McCain often, if you read
now,
McCain's
book. Now, what about
Obama?
Because McCain did not like Trump because he got to where he wanted to and never got it. But he didn't like Obama either because he beat him. Is he coming to the funeral?
Well, he's speaking at the funeral,
oh, yes.
And so is George Bush.
Obama was phoned by McCain and was personally asked to give a eulogy. McCain came to admire and respect Obama over the years. They were never close friends,
no.
But he came to have a respect for him.
And the same is true of George Bush. He didn't like George Bush at, if you, again, read that book that he wrote. He didn't like George Bush at all. And the dirty tricks that the Bushies played on him in North, was either North Carolina or South Carolina, they started a rumor that he fathered an illegitimate black child because this is how stupid they are. McCain has an adopted black child. And so the mongers down there got it in their city, and it worked because it was after McCain won handily in New Hampshire. The next stop was North Carolina,
right.
And he got wiped out because of the rumors of his fathering a black child and his infidelities with his wife, which weren't true. I mean, all of this kind of stuff. But that's how politics is, and it's a nasty business. It's not as nasty as not having air conditioning at schools, Walter, but it's close.
You know, and in the Broward schools, you know what the big issue is there in Broward County, Rich?
Yes.
The big issue is that the air conditioning doesn't work and that it's infected with black mold and hundreds of kids of lung infection from bad air conditioning.
You know what? One of the subtopics here that isn't being discussed much, another item, is the reemergence of Legionnaire's disease, not just on cruise ships, but hotels and that sort of thing. It's just shown up in many, many places. It's kind of like the mosquito problem that's come back again. What was in the south of mosquitoes?
Malaria.
No, not malaria. What was the thing that affected babies that came from mosquitoes a couple of 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Bad grandparents?
Zika.
What is it? Yeah, Zika. That's
Zika.
Right. Yeah, yeah. That's come back again. Yep. All right, so all those things, see how we've played with the stories and the people, and we've added to your knowledge, all those things are good. Thanks to Walter Sterling, Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden for this hour of the Talk Radio Roundup. 10 minutes before the hour now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now, it's time for us, those of us who are addicted to technology, to get the top five technological stories this week, according to the editing of Victoria Keelan, who's here to bring us from number five to number one. Number five, which is actually number one, well, the first story is number five, Chipotle is doing something that is very good for people like me who want to put food and farm together. Will you explain, please?
Yes. Chipotle has announced the launch of an accelerator program designed to find new and innovative companies in the food and farming space that focus on technology-focused solutions. So these are, they're looking for farming and tech combined. So agricultural advancements is something that Chipotle has really tried to get behind. And part of the reason for that is because Kimball Musk, who is perhaps the lesser-known Musk brother, Elon, of course, being the more famous one, Kimball Musk is a board member of Chipotle and a farmer, and so he has a company that he started called Square Roots, and that's a sort of an urban farming company, and so he's very into combining technology and making that easier for advancements in agriculture. So it's not surprising that he's behind all this, and so Chipotle's foundation is investing $200,000 into the program, and they said that if someone comes up with a great idea, that they are open to investing in that company as well, or even acquiring them. So they have, if you go on Chipotle's site and you have a farming initiative or an agricultural technology-based company, then you can apply for this right now.
What's the name of it? I love these technical guys and the names, the clever names they come up with. The Square Root, isn't that what it
is?
You say
Square Roots is Kimball Musk's farming company.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Clever. All right, number four, a focus on YouTube this week.
Yep, it seems like every tech company these days has become increasingly concerned about your digital well-being. That's a whole new buzz phrase for 2018. And so less than a month after Instagram rolled out its first suite of tools for measuring how much time you're spending on the app, YouTube is doing the same thing. Advocacy groups and researchers, of course, have been raising alarms about the negative effects of too much screen time. And so Google has done the same thing. Facebook is doing the same thing. Now with YouTube, you can actually go to the new setting in your account. It's called Time Watched, and there you'll be able to set controls for yourself if you want. You can turn off the autoplay, which means when one video ends, another one starts automatically, and that's how you go down the rabbit hole. So you can turn that off, and you can also set up a viewing schedule for yourself so you're not stuck on YouTube all week.
All right, moving to number one. Now it's time for number three on the list this week of the top five stories. You can get to Instagram in a different way now, according to something new there, yeah?
Well, Instagram is letting more people apply for verification. That's the little blue check mark when you know it's really the person that says it, who it is.
Ah.
So that the reason they're doing that is because they want people to fill out the form and to go through the process so they make sure that everyone on Instagram is identifiable. They want to know what country you're located in, which is a direct relation to the Russia investigation. They want to know if you've changed your name recently, if you're, you know, your account name and things like that. And so basically Instagram said that the community of Instagram users has been letting them know that transparency is really important and they want to know more. So that's Instagram's answer, which is actually a really good one.
Mm-hmm. Number two on our list of the top five, Yahoo! Look out!
Oh, man, Yahoo is right. So the Wall Street Journal found out this week that Yahoo Mail is still scanning users' emails for data to sell to advertisers. Now, this is something they said they were no longer doing. Well, turns out they lied. There's no other way around it. Oath is the company that now owns Yahoo, and they are in talks with advertisers to provide a service that would scan 200 million Yahoo inboxes for insights on the users, like if you're a frequent flyer, if you're self-employed, and other qualities that they can then sell to retailers, which basically means retailers can spam you. So my advice, get away from Yahoo Mail. But and last year, all three billion of their accounts were breached anyway, so you're not doing yourself any service.
Bye-bye, Yahoo!
Yep.
Number one, a focus on Spotify now that college is back in session.
That's right. Last September, Spotify announced a bundle with Hulu for college students that only costs $5 a month. And so it was a Spotify for music, Hulu for TV. Now they've added in a premium subscription to Showtime, and they didn't increase the price. It's still $5 a month. So this is the best possible deal if you're a college student. It's a great deal for Showtime as well because they have the eyeballs of a whole new generation of viewers. And in a time when people are cutting the cord with cable left, right, and center, they need to be getting a new audience. So it's a great deal for consumers, though. If you're a college kid, go for it.
Woohoo! I did woohoo instead of yahoo. Woohoo! There it is. That's my reaction to the technical news. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan at 59 past the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.